Roberto, R-O-B-E-R-T-O, Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A, 5-14-83, today's 3-3-26. This is a 43-year-old gentleman, comes in for evaluation of his diabetes, hypertension, morbid obesity, fatty liver, and multiple issues and problems, period. Robert owns a restaurant. He works every day. His restaurant's open from for lunch and dinner, lunch and breakfast, period. His last blood work in 2025 showed an A1C of 11.4. His triglycerides of 700, cholesterol of 314, and increased liver function test consistent with a fatty liver, period. New paragraph. Since then, he's taking himself off the Crestor, but he's taking his diabetic medications, and he says his blood sugars are better, but he's continued to gain weight. He weighed 319 pounds compared to a year ago. That's up by 25 pounds or so, period. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Medication, let's make a list. Allergy, none. Glibride, 5 milligram twice a day. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. He started today on lisinopril, 10 hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 once a day. He stopped taking his cholesterol medication. He's only taking natural medication for his cholesterol. Medical problems, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, fatty liver, possible sleep apnea, ED and low testosterone level, surgery, no recent surgery reported, family history, diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, but no colon cancer reported, allergy, non-drug allergy, social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, he works long hours, he has been very non-compliant with his medication, but he's trying to do better and take his medications as prescribed now. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress once again. 320 pounds exactly, pulse 81, O2 side 94%, 99%, blood pressure 146 over 89. Heart positive, swan positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosal, time vision, logical non-focal. He's quite obese, period. Number one, hypertension, he started on lisinopril, 10 hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 once a day. Number two, diabetes, A1C pending today. Number three, continue with glibride, 5 BID, metformin, 1,000 BID. Number four, he's very interested in GLP-1. I put him through a couple of different sources since he doesn't have insurance to be able to get a GLP-1 at a much better price. Number four, he's AST, ALT, 71, 91, respectively, with a hemoglobin A1C. We'll recheck in today. Next number, fatty liver remains. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, cannot rule out sleep apnea. Next number, not interested in the workup. Next number, hopefully in the next week or so, he'll get started on tirzepatide, and we'll be able to take him off his some of his medication. Next number, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, and he's very active, doesn't have enough time to exercise. Well, we talked about this today. Next number, surgery, no surgery. Next number, I looked at his carotid ultrasound. There's some evidence of blockage, but nothing significant. Next number, thyroid within normal limits. Next number, minimal lymphadenopathy. Next number, echocardiogram shows mild RVH along with LVH. Next number, good ventricular function noted. Next number, fatty liver noted. Next number, gallbladder shows no stones. That's important because he's going to start GLP-1. Next number, also thyroid didn't show any evidence of nodules, has no family history of medullary thyroid cancer. It's important because he's going to start GLP-1. Next number, lower extremity shows minimal PVD. Next number, ED. Next number, check testosterone level. Next number, check PSA. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length. Next number, I'm very concerned about his triglycerides and his cholesterol. He's fasting today, but he's not taking any statins or any other medication except for quote-unquote natural meds, and this needs to be addressed as soon as his blood work comes back. Thank you.